producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For the Good Day program, we got a good thing going on. How do you do? Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich
Hello.
McFadden is here. We are all over the road in America, whether it's the right side, the left side. One of the things that I think solidifies that is the story that's trending at DougStephan.com, the Muslim Americans who have raised $100,000 for the victims, the families of the San Bernardino shooting. Now, I'm going to bet there are a lot of funds. If you go to GoFundMe.com, I'm going to bet there are a lot of funds that have been started to help these families out. But the news media, and maybe justifiably so, has taken an interest in what the Muslims are doing, because the Muslims, many people feel, are responsible. So there are even those who will say, well, just guilt money. Because they feel guilty that one of their own shot up the building in San Bernardino.
That's ridiculous.
That's a little cynical for me, even.
Yeah.
I'm plenty cynical.
If it's still cynical for you, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Pretty cynical stuff. But at any rate, it's good, and it's worth a mention. And I think that's one of the things we're so... This is the time of year when we're supposed to let go of all kinds of things. I just sent you, Roberta and Richie, a story that I would not normally pass around. You know, there are a lot of these things that come. I get them and you do. Anybody who's active, visible, so people send me things that are, you know, oftentimes just sort of serial letters, something that's being promoted or some idea or a thought that maybe you'll repost or that's what they hope. But I thought this was a great story about a family that was in line to get breakfast at McDonald's, and a couple of homeless people came in, and the people who were in the line all dispersed because they smelled, they were dirty, they were ugly, and they wanted anything to do with them. But this lady stayed in the line, and these people couldn't afford anything, but it was cold in this particular community, so the McDonald's, they walk in, they buy a cup of coffee because that's all the money they have, and this lady bought them their breakfast. That's the bottom line here. And so when you think about it, okay, is that going on every day in all corners of our country? I'm going to bet there's a lot of, especially at this time of year, we're pretty numb to much of this stuff when it isn't Christmas time, which is kind of a shame, because in my own little Pollyanna world, I do believe that we're capable of creating the peace that is necessary for us to fix the problems that there are, as global and as difficult as they are. I believe that the masses have more power in thought than do the bad guys. I have to continue to believe that, because otherwise, and I believe that we all ought to, because you give up if you don't feel that way. And who wants to give up? I sure as heck don't want to give up. But it begins with small actions and small thoughts, pretty much like this story that is just basically about understanding that we are all sort of God's creatures, and it isn't just human beings. This gets back to my philosophy of respect for all life, because not to belabor the Deepak Chopra influence that came over me last Sunday after, well, I've had a conversation about it every day this week in one way or another, how it is that we are all part of the same carbon. This is all about chemistry. In reality, we're all part of the same common strand, and it doesn't make any difference whether we are breathing beings or whether we are trees or whether we are items that are below the surface of the ground. The carbon, the fact that we all have carbon as a main part of our consistency and reality really brings it back around to, I think, having a deep respect for all of life. And if that was the case, if people did respect, including themselves, I believe most of the bad guys don't have any respect for themselves. Really, if you get right down into the psychosis of the psychology of these people, does Hitler have a good opinion of himself? No. He was afraid. He was a little man with a little wee-wee, and he got into a position well, that's with all these people that have come.
But they're all mentally ill. These people, the psychotics, they're all
mentally
ill.
But how do they get that way? They feel, many of them feel like they can't measure up in most any respect. They can't live up to what their fathers did or their mothers did or any of that kind of stuff. So they think that they're inferior. Rather than focusing on what they're really good at, they go down the wrong track. And so we have people, there are people you know, I mean, I'm talking about these people in the story that is from the McDonald's, where they don't want to have anything to do with these people, because they are, if we were in India, they'd be called a lower class. And in this country, we don't have a caste system, but we really do. We really do have the haves and the have-nots, and we're judged by our appearance. And my father used to say to me, soap is cheap. I come home from the farm, and
soap is cheap.
You can all be clean. Everybody can be. Nobody has to smell. Nobody has to be dirty, because you can clean up pretty inexpensively. Water and soap are cheap. That's what he said. Now, if you don't have any place to take a shower, that's pretty tough to make that equation work. So there are a lot of people, and they are mentally, many of the people in this country, as you're suggesting, Roberta, are mentally ill. Many of the people who are
Most of the homeless are mentally ill.
Yes, they are. I would agree with
that. Like 90%?
And that's why people, when they come into a place like any place.
So the homeless lot that you see on the street?
Most of the truly homeless.
The truly homeless.
That have,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
No ability to take care of themselves yet.
Right.
So the fact that these people might be in a, they might come to a church, they might come to a restaurant, they might come to some place where you are. Will you help them? Will you ignore them? Will you shun them? What really, I'm getting into what's really in your noggin. Do you feel like when somebody comes around that needs help, that's so much different than you are, that you will help them, him or her, or not? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's sort of, the story is pretty simple and easy, and whether you believe in God or you have a religion or you don't, I believe that you can easily draw the conclusion that you can understand the conclusion that Deepak Chopra comes up with, that we all are part of the common thread that it started in essence 16, 17, 18 billion years ago with the Big Bang, if that's how it all started. Mm-hmm. And that was a carbon explosion. And think about what is in common. There wouldn't be any heat and there wouldn't be any light without carbon.
Wouldn't be any life without carbon.
Nothing.
We're carbon-based life forms.
Right. So that's what the point is of all this. We are all really the same. Can we accept others that are different than we are? And that's part of the problem in our country when it comes to race relations, comes to religious differences, comes to economic differences. Can you accept people who are different? Can you be in the line at the airport and see somebody come in with a burqa and not judge?
Well, not judge, but I think in today's climate, you know, you see somebody in a burqa and everybody goes, okay, what's under the burqa?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's,
so
and
is
it's
that
unfortunate.
Understandable?
It's unfortunate.
Well,
it's understandable, but it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Well, many
because
people,
we live in a time where, you know, you've got a lot of these issues happening and you've got a lot of stereotypes happening as well.
So how do we turn the other cheek? A lot of people walk in and out of your life every day. Who leaves you with something that's lasting and positive?
I just try to be nice to everybody.
I think that's the
I
way.
Have that motto, be nice or leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just try to be nice.
Be nice, get the hell out
that's,
of here.
That's on my door. It says, be nice or leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's well, all, you know, just try to be nice to everybody.
I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah. From a New Yorker. Yep.
Yeah, that's there it is. A proof positive there is a God. New Yorker.
No, coffee is proof there is a God.
Oh, is that what it is? All right. I think chocolate is proof that there is a God, but that's just me.
Music.
You know,
is proof there
if,
is
if,
God.
Is, yeah.
You know, if you look at it from an alien's perspective, and by alien I mean extraterrestrial, think that you're in a rocket ship and you're just kind of looking at this planet from afar. Mm. What would you think?
Mm-hmm. We would do well. I think
you
what
think
we
that
think
we're all crazy.
Is that we're all nuts. Yeah,
that we're all absolutely right. crazy.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
to them we're all one kind of life.
Well, but that's what people would say about these folks who are helping those who are not as fortunate as they are. This is the time of year that at least it's acceptable. But once mm-hmm. we get away from Christmas and the feeling, the spirit of peace and joy and love, it doesn't happen. It doesn't. But it needs to. That's the message here. You need to have these thoughts until you can throw away your petty differences. You can throw away your fears. Mm-hmm. And this is hard work.
It's hard work.
Very hard.
You know, I remember my mother telling me about her mother during the Depression when she grew up in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And after they had their morning coffee, her mother, my grandmother, would reboil the coffee grounds, and then there'd be she remembers the line of men standing outside the door, and she would give them cups of coffee from the reboiled coffee grounds.
Wow.
That's and you know, and you can reboil coffee grounds. I mean, then you get a perfectly good cup of coffee out of it.
Yeah.
A little weaker, but yeah.
A little weaker, it's but
kind of love.
Yeah, and you think of it, it's such a simple act.
Stuff. Yep.
Such a simple
18
simple
past
act.
The hour. Simple things here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news. If you're looking to save money on your mortgage, all it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for attention to be paid to our videos of the day. For example, we have one on there from YouTuber Roy Thompson. He's recorded a parody song and used movie clips for his Star Wars themed take on Adele's recent hit. This is Hello from the Dark Side.
Watch it because it plays along with scenes from the movie.
Right.
There is no limit to some of the creativity of these people that have time on their hands. That they can make some money. If
everybody's got a studio in their laptop.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, now, here's another great video of the day from this week at DougSteffen.com. This is sort of one of those mashers.
The Flash Mob.
Flash Mob, thank you, Richie. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Air Force Band. When you see it, it's at the mall, and there's one person that comes out with cello, and then it gets the second person playing the bass, and then the fourth person. And then by the time they're done, there are about 100 people in the Air Force Band performing a holiday performance. This is the Smithsonian.
At the Udvar-Hazy Air and Space Museum. Yeah. So here's how it ends up. I mean, they're everywhere at the end.
Yeah, very cool.
Right in front of the shuttle.
Yeah.
Was it, I think they had the Enterprise there.
Yeah. Very good. Very clever. Nicely done. Yeah. So you can see it. The audio is okay, but it's pretty cool to see the same as, I mean, that's why we have them. The video of the day is supposed to be something that creates an image in your mind. I like them because I want to imagine. Most of the time I don't see them until after I've heard them. I want to hear them. If there's audio to it, I want to use my imagination. It's one of the great beauties of radio. Those of us who have grown up as radio brats, we have better imaginations than those who have grown up with the video being the mainstay of connection and communication. It's one part of your brain that's not being developed. And I don't say this lightly, and I'm not being silly. You've maybe heard me talk on occasion about what happens to youngsters when they are confronted with all of the images mm-hmm. on a computer or a television screen before their brain is completely developed, sometime between the ages mm-hmm. of 2 and 3. The neurons get crossed and all of the things that help to tie the brain together communication-wise get scrambled. And so many of the youngsters that are coming along that have these various problems, learning problems, are not creating, or the parents are not creating, opportunity for a child's imagination to be developed. Mm-hmm. Imagine growing up in the era, and I didn't, but one of the things that I think makes my son a good screenwriter or a writer for television projects or whatever, mm-hmm. Is because when he was a kid, he loved the old-time radio shows, and he'd go to sleep. I would play them.
Listening to them?
From The Life of Riley, The Lone Ranger,
wow.
Amos and Anne, and all these. And then your imagination is created by what your mind sees, not what your eyes see. And that's why I'm so solidly committed to presenting these videos of the day, but first having you hear them and then see them and see what it does to the imagination in your mind. Food for thought. Good day. Time is 28 past the hour.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
With Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and me.
You bet. You want to make Roberta's day?
I would love to make Roberta's day.
Western Illinois University has successfully predicted every single presidential election with 100% accuracy since 1975. And they've completed their mock election for 2016.
Yeah.
And in the election, it's Bush against Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders wins in their mock election.
Huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They give Sanders in their mock election 404 electoral votes, and Bush gets 114.
All right, for that to happen,
Bush is not a front runner.
No.
So that's why they picked Bush.
For that to happen, Hillary's got to be indicted. The only way she's not going to get the nomination is that she's indicted in some sort of a scheme.
Scandal of some sort.
Right.
And in their mock election, it's Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley versus Bush and Marco Rubio.
What a nightmare, all four of them.
Wow.
Oof. Leadership, leadership, leadership. We need leadership.
Let's remember this one for a year from now.
Yeah, okay.
I think we know what happens to the Donald.
Put it aside, if you will, please. All right, here is something.
Run as an independent? I think he'll run as an independent.
Who, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he will too. And that's why it. And that's what makes this feasible, actually. The scary thing is.
Right.
Hillary gets indicted, Bernie gets the nomination, and Trump screws it up so the Republicans can't win.
And that's why. And Bernie Sanders. 114 electoral votes versus 404.
Where stranger things have happened. Good Lord. Bernie Sanders doesn't bother me as much as Martin O'Malley bothers me.
Yeah. Run that through your head just a couple of times. Just sit there and close your eyes and just say President Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, President Sanders. Whew. Okay, let's talk about something that may be more basic. We just had the results of one survey. Much of what we talk about is generated by polls and surveys. Survey says, I love these, blankety, blankety, blank. So today's survey is about beer. And the question was asked in light of the discussions this week. There are hearings being held on Capitol Hill into whether Anheuser-Busch ought to be able to buy the SAB Miller Brewing. And so this is a big deal, $100 billion purchase, $55 billion in sales. Yike, dikey, dikey. So even though I'm not a beer drinker, I feel like I have some knowledge because of two things. Rich and his expertise.
And Rich.
Yeah, comes. Yeah, and Rich.
Both things. Rich and Rich.
Well, I have, it's interesting because we have a new brewery in town, and they have, over the last 4 or 5 years, created quite a store. And a story, I was picking up for a long time their brewer's grain and feeding it to my cows at the dairy farm. I don't do that now because I don't have cows year round. And plus the fact they're out in the pasture, they don't need it. But it, so somebody else is there. But what it
you
did was give me
cows?
A familiarity.
Cows?
No. Brew, the hops are all drained and stuff. So it gave me an insight into what these guys were doing. There's a family of three brothers who started this brewery. It's called Jack's Abbey. Jack's wife's name is Abbey. So the brewery started, and they had one beer, and they had one distillery tank. And then they went to two, and then they went to four, and then they went to eight.
That's happening all over the country.
They just borrowed somewhere between $6 and $14 million to build out a new facility in downtown Framingham. And as Richie is happy to tell you, these new companies are taking the beer industry by storm. So the 10 beers that Americans no longer drink. Richie, you want to use the big voice announcer?
Oh, happy to.
These are the 10 beers, according to the survey, that Americans no longer drink. Americans' drinking preferences changing.
Number 10
on the list of the beers Americans no longer want to drink, Budweiser.
Yes.
Number 9.
Natural Light.
Number 8.
Miller High Life.
I'd still throw one.
Number 7.
Tecate.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6.
Old Milwaukee.
Yep, the beast.
Number 5.
Milwaukee's Best Light.
Yep, that's the beast.
Number 4.
Bud Light Lime.
Number 3.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Number 2.
Milwaukee's Best.
There's the beast.
Number 1.
Bud Select.
Oh, what is that?
I don't even know what it is.
They tried to do an upscale Budweiser.
Ugh. So here, what you don't see is Yingling, which is a apparently a fairly good...
Yingling is great. That's my house beer.
Is it?
Yeah, just for, you know, what I keep around when people
the
come
The guy over. Who, the, you know, I've told, I think I've told the story in the year before. Frank Yingling, that runs his family, his father and grandfather started this brewery in Pittsburgh, outside of Pittsburgh. Frank went to Heidelberg with me. He's my class. Very quiet guy. Fairly good student. I have not many friends, but now he's sitting there. I know because Heidelberg tried to get him to give some money. He just wasn't interested. But you see those trucks around all over the place.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of some of the other beer trucks that I notice, Richie, and I don't see any of the. And I'm asking myself, there's $100 billion in this deal. And then it just came to me, this stuff isn't being sold here, and it's being sold overseas, in Africa, places where people have a little bit of money, and they want to buy something that'll slop them up fast. And that's what Budweiser and Miller and all this right. other, not on here either, is, well, they don't matter. I think Pabst is out of business, right? I'm just trying to think of some of the old.
Pabst is out of business. I don't think they're around anymore.
What's the one? Bum-Bum is the one beer to have when you're
having. Like Michelob.
Michelob, that was it. Are they still around?
Yeah, their popular beer now is Michelob Ultra. It's basically water.
Oh, really?
But, you know, if you want something that kind of tastes like beer, but you don't want the calories, that's what you drink.
All right, so what about some of the other? Pabst is gone. What was it, Old Milwaukee? That's Correct. What they're talking about, all these beers. Yep. Yeah, they all got watered down, so not much, they're not worth much.
I mean, they were always watered down. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. All right. So that's the result of that survey. We have surveys every day at DougSteffen.com. A poll asking about what you're doing regarding your Christmas shopping. Let's see how that shook out. 23% of you said, I'm done. 37% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com say, I haven't even started yet. 19% said, I'm almost done. 13% said, got a couple of things. 7%, I'm halfway done. I don't buy anything anyway. But I have a few things I'm getting here and there. I probably won't do them. I'll order them out of catalogs and send them in by next week before we leave for our trip south on Friday. So I'll have, maybe they'll get to you, Richie, and maybe they won't.
I'm looking at top-selling beers.
Yes? Back to the beers.
Yeah, Bud Light is far and away sells more.
Really?
Yeah. What was it, 2,000 million, what would that be?
2,000 million,
million
would be 2 billion.
Wow.
Let me see, Yingling is about 10th on the list.
Really?
136 million.
Oof.
Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, like I said. And Pabst is still around.
Mm-hmm. It is. Pabst is still around. Good. All right. I want to, something else that's still around is really good for you if you have a receding hairline. Ladies and gentlemen, Provia is here to help you out. Roberta won't say, you didn't get any of this for me, because she doesn't need it.
I didn't.
But you may need it. If you have a hairline that's challenging, if you know either the front or the back of your head has less hair on it than it used to, and you're trying to figure out an inexpensive way to fix the problem, get your hair back or get your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Get your hair, which may be getting thin. If you have the problem around your part line, maybe that's what it is. You have wispy hair that doesn't blow in the wind because there's not enough of it to be blown around. Then you need this product.
Trump could use some of this.
I think Trump has
thickening up a little bit.
I think his hair is thinning out here and there. That's why he has the do that he has. 800, you don't think he has a stylist with him all the time fixing that? 800-525-8319. And really,
if he does, they should get fired.
The problem with Trump's hair is that if he's using all that stuff that I believe he is to hold it in place or whatever, that's what plugs your pores. And that's why you lose your hair, because the hair follicles under your scalp can't get through. They can't emerge through the pores in your scalp, and therefore your hair, when all of our hair falls out. It's great listening to Deepak Chopra explain how our body changes. Every single cell, trillions of cells, replace themselves in your body at different lengths, from 3 minutes to 3 hours to 3 days to 3 weeks to 3 months. But your body is replacing itself all the time. And so if you have things that don't work in your body, then it can't replenish itself, and that's the problem with the hair. So Provia addresses that with this all-natural serum that cleanses the pores and makes it possible for you to stop being embarrassed because your hair is thinning. This is a good gift for Christmas. It really is. I don't think people would be insulted. You put this in somebody's stocking. If you're close enough to the stocking, you're close enough to them anyway. So get them some Provia and see if you can't help them get their hair back. Why are you chuckling?
Yeah, gee, thanks, honey. You got me like a hair thing.
Yeah, right.
That could be a good thing, though.
Fix your hair. It's good for your love life. 800.
But you better know someone really well, though.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not something you'd infer on someone that don't know well.
Yeah.
800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back guaranteed or your money back. Provia, 800. And we get two, by the way, two bottles for the price of one. 800 800- 525.
Sheep likes that.
8319, doesn't she ever?
And by the way, Doug?
Yes, Richie.
This segment also brought to you by Sam Adams Beer.
Good.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you need more?
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
There's a medical advance, by the way, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. A medical advance, Roberta, shaking up the animal world, the story of a surrogate hound, and I believe we have that story for you at DougSteffen.com. A bunch of mutts that have been conceived in a test tube.
Come on.
There were 7 half-pound puppies that were born, and it's really Franken stuff for me, but I want to know what you think of test tube puppies. So we asked that question today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think? A, incredible. We live in amazing times. B, interesting, but I don't understand the point. Thank you. C, aren't shelters already full of dogs that need homes?
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I don't really care one way or another. Well, you ought to care. This is one of those things. This is blasphemous. This is horrible.
It's science, and they just happen to be using dogs instead of sheep or whatever they were using before.
Right. All right, here's some good news for those of you who are grumps, Roberta.
Yes, and are you insinuating that I'm a grump?
The latest study, put yourself where you will, of whether happy people live longer concludes that your mood has no apparent effect on how long you live. I don't know that I'm buying this, but I think people who are happier live longer. But those who are grumpy that want to justify their grumpification, then you can do it by saying, well, look at that study. It says, why should I not be grumpy? How about you just want to be a pleasant person? Nice to be around. That would be a way to start, wouldn't it? Been a nice thing to do. The average time spent in the drive-through window is 3 minutes to get a fast food meal.
Mm-hmm.
The back lash.
That's fast food.
Yep, against that kind of instant gratification, giving birth to the slow food movement, celebrating it today, called Terra Madre Day, Mother Earth Day, slow food. The movement started in Italy after the first McDonald's opened up. So that was kind of cool. All right, where do we stand here? Looks like 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk Time. Joining us today again is Kim Garrison, who is an excellent, excellent, excellent performer. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. He has knowledge and skill, and he has intelligence and enthusiasm. He has integrity. How about that? That's pretty good, Kim. You like that?
$5 for that, Doug.
$5 is all I get. That's worth at least 50. Maybe 500. All right, so we'll get into some of the things past and present about technology that are of interest and importance to you today. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, Kim Garrison here with me on the Good Day program. Let's go back to this date in 1991. This seems so awesome, Kim, that it was only back to 1991. So that's 24 years ago when a physicist named Paul Kuntz wrote and posted the first American web page. 24 years ago. That's it. It seems like web pages have been around, websites, for forever, it seems. But it didn't go, it didn't become a phenom until the 90s. This, by the way, this what he did on his webpage was an explanation of his work, Smashing Subatomic Particles. Something we all need to know more about, probably. And then there's Tim Berners-Lee, an English researcher at a laboratory in Geneva, who also, well, he sort of invented the web, but this guy Kuntz used it first. So when did you first have a website or become aware of websites? Do you remember?
1993, Doug. 1993.
Yeah.
And then in 1995, I built Toyota.com.
Did you?
So I was pretty early. I think it was 1995 when the very first transaction occurred on the internet, ordering a pizza from Pizza Hut, I think it was.
Was it really?
1995 was also the year when Jeff Bezos launched Amazon.com. Everybody rolled their eyes at ordering books.
Yeah, right. And they also said, this guy, there were a lot of people putting money in it, but it wasn't making any money. It was like losing money. People said, why would you invest in something like that? Hello, what's it worth today? About $89 billion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I met Jeff a couple of summers, 95 and 96, and I thought he was a quirky guy selling books, and he would soon go away.
Yeah, well, he's a quirky guy who's got lots of dough, and he's done a great job there. Having faith, I think, in yourself, isn't that an amazing? Think about the things that you've done. You've had a good career. Look at what you designed the first Toyota website. That had to have taken some chutzpah and some knowledge. They came to you, or did you go to them and say, hey, you got to have a website, I'll build it for you?
We went to them, and we were competing with their multi-billion-dollar advertising agency, and in effect, we said to Toyota, why just create a website about your cars and trucks, because you spend all these advertising dollars in magazines and things like that. Why don't we create an online magazine to attract your prospective buyers and then put car and truck information around your online magazine?
Genius. I hope you got a lot of money for it.
We did really well.
Good. That's good.
We ended up selling that to a global advertising agency, and that started my internet career.
There you go. Congratulations. You have a basis in support, and that's a cool thing. Kim Garrison, good to have you here.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.